In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In the waters of baptism, Cleta died with Christ and rose with him to new life. May she now share with him eternal glory. In baptism, Cleta received the sign of the cross. May she now share in Christ's victory over sin and death.
The opening song is The Old Rugged Cross. It is not in your books, but please join with us in song.
Let us pray. O God, who are mercy for sinners and the happiness of your saints, give, we pray, to your servant Cleta, for whom today we perform the fraternal offices of burial, a share with your chosen ones in the blessedness you give, so that on the day of resurrection, freed from the bonds of mortality, she may come before your face. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Please be seated for the reading of Sacred Scripture.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. The souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them. They seemed in the view of the foolish to be dead, and their passing away was thought an affliction. And they are going forth from us utter destruction, but they are in peace. For if in the eyes of men, indeed, they be punished, yet is their hope full of immortality. Chastised a little, they shall be greatly blessed. Because God tried them, and found them worthy of himself. As gold in the furnace he proved them, and as a sacrificial offerings he took them to himself. Those who trust in him shall understand truth, and the faithful shall abide with him in love. Because grace and mercy are with his holy ones, and his care is with his elect. The word of the Lord.
I rejoiced because they said to me, we will go up to the house of the Lord. And now we have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem. I rejoice when I heard them say, to the house of the Lord. To it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. According to the decree for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. In it are set up judgment seats, seats for the house of David. I rejoice when I heard them say, let us go to the house of the Lord. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper. May peace be within your walls, prosperity in your buildings. I rejoice when I heard them say, let us go to the house of the Because of my relatives and friends, I will say peace be within you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will pray for your good. I rejoice when I heard them say, let us go to the of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, are you unaware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. For if we have grown into union with him through a death like his, we shall also be united with him in the resurrection. We know that our old self was crucified with him, so that our sinful body might be done away with, that we might no longer be in slavery to sin. For a dead person has been absolved from sin. If then we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. We know that Christ, raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has power over him. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this, the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people." This report about him spread through the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, welcome everyone to this funeral mass for Cleta Martin. First, I want to extend my sympathies, my condolences, especially to the family, to Cleta's children, her grandchildren, her family and friends, especially on behalf of Cathedral of the Holy Spirit, on behalf of Bishop Kagan, Father Eli. Know of our prayers during this difficult time of loss. You know, Cleta loved this place very much. She was very much a part of the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit. She loved the community. She loved this family. And so know that if there's anything you need from this family, we're here for you. The family doesn't go away when her members pass on to new life. Right? The family continues here on earth. And so you always have a place here at the cathedral. If there's one thing that we can say about Cleta that I've heard from many people and I experienced when I met her, is that she was a woman of faith, a deep and beautiful faith. And we know that her faith was authentic because of the way that she lived it out. It was part of her. And maybe most impressively of all, the reason why we know she had faith is by the way that she prayed. Sometimes we forget that prayer is an activity, right? It's how we live out our spiritual life. It's how we show how much we love Jesus, how much we love God. It's a response to something that you've already received. And even more fundamentally, it's a relationship. Right? It's knowing someone who you love and in return having a conversation with them. And that's what prayer was for Cleta, right? She had a relationship with Jesus. She loved Jesus. And so she spent time with him. She spoke to him. Right? She shared her life with him. But today I want to talk about a little, just for a second, where does our love of Jesus come from? It's worth asking that question because we know, our faith tells us, the church teaches us, Jesus taught us when he was on earth, that he is God and God is love. And so he always loves us. There's never a time that he doesn't. There's never a time that we can get ahead of his love. He loves us unconditionally from all eternity. But why would we want to love him in return then? What would be worth loving him in return? And I offer to you that it's the second reading from St. Paul that gives us the answer. Right? And so, if you remember, he started by saying, are you unaware that we are baptized into Christ Jesus, that we who are baptized into Christ Jesus are baptized into his death? We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so too we might be raised to newness of life. Everyone, that's why we love God in return. We love him because he saved us from death. The only thing that we cannot save ourselves from. Nobody can. But Jesus already has. And that's the tremendous gift. He has no strings attached to it other than us wanting to receive it. And then the invitation is a free act of love in return. A free act lived out in prayer and by the way we live our life. It's worth mentioning, right, that for Cleta, this new life was given at her baptism, as it was for all of us, as a little child, right? So innocent, completely helpless in so many ways, not able to love in return. And God is so generous, he gives it even to a child, just to make sure we don't get confused about where the gift is coming from. And when we baptize an infant back in that baptismal room, you may have noticed when you were in there, the Easter candle is lit. That Easter candle, everyone, is lit twice in your life. Once at your baptism, when your baptismal candle is lit off of it, and at the day of your funeral. Why? Why? What is the church trying to teach us? The church teaches us there, this point from St. Paul, that it doesn't matter if we're just entering into this life or if we're coming to the end of this life and starting a new life. The light of Christ, Jesus, that flame back there, will never be extinguished. Not in life or in death. And that's why we're not afraid to be baptized into his death, so that we can experience new life with him on this earth and in the next. And that's why we're not afraid to leave this world either. Because we know it's not really the end of a story. It's really just the end of Cleta's introduction. She has a whole eternity to unfold with her friend, right, and her Lord that she loves so much. And so what are we called to do today? What are we called to do in response? We're called to pick up that torch that Cleta left us. We're called to pray. First for her, right? Giving her back to Jesus, right? Saying, Jesus, please let her into heaven. Right? She's your friend. She loved you. I love her too, but you take her. And then to pray for ourselves, to pray for our own faith that it might grow stronger, to pray for our family, for those who suffer, for those who we know are not here, who are far from God. So that one day, at the end of all of our lives, after a life of prayer, after a life of self-sacrificing love, we too might be able to enter in to eternal life, into the Father's house that Jesus has prepared for us. And that's what we pray for today for Cleta, that she might move into her new room in the Father's house, where she gets to be with all of her friends and family, all the saints and angels of God forever.
God, the Almighty Father, raised Christ, his Son, from the dead. And with confidence, we ask him to save all his people, living and dead.
For Cleta, who in baptism was given the pledge of eternal life, that she may now be admitted to the company of the saints, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our sister, who ate the body of Christ, the bread of life, that she may be raised up on the last day, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Many friends and members of our families have gone before us and await the kingdom. Grant them an everlasting home with your Son. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
The family and friends of Cleta need comfort and consolation. Heal their pain and dispel the darkness and doubt that come from grief. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We are assembled here in faith and confidence to pray for all our deceased family and friends. Strengthen our hope so that we may live in the expectation of your Son's coming. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. God, our shelter and our strength, you listen in love to the cry of your people. Hear the prayers we offer for our departed brothers and sisters. Cleanse them of their sins and grant them the fullness of redemption. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated for the preparation of the altar.
The offertory song is number 680, Amazing Grace, found in your green books, 680.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. As we humbly present to you these sacrificial offerings, O Lord, for the salvation of your servant Cleta, we beseech your mercy, that she who did not doubt your Son to be a loving Savior may find in him a merciful judge who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as one alone he accepted death, so that we might all escape from dying. As one man he chose to die, so that in your sight we all might live forever. And so, in company with the choirs of angels, we praise you, and with joy we proclaim. Please kneel or be seated. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come,
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember your servant Cleta, whom you have called from this world to yourself. Grant that she who was united with your Son in a death like his may also be one with him in his resurrection. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join in singing number 614, "How Great Thou Art," number 614. Sweetly here.
down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of death. Gentle woman,
quiet light,
morning star,
so strong and bright,
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that your servant Cleta, who has journeyed from this world, may by this sacrifice be cleansed and freed from sin, and so receive the everlasting joys of the resurrection. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Immediately following the funeral mass, there'll be a luncheon in the basement of the cathedral in the cafeteria. Trusting in God, we have prayed together for Cleta, and now we come to the last farewell. There is sadness in parting, but we take comfort in the hope that one day we will see Cleta again and enjoy her friendship. Although this congregation will disperse in sorrow, the mercy of God will gather us together again in the joy of his kingdom. Therefore, let us console one another in the faith of Jesus Christ.
The song of farewell is number 134 in the green books, number 134.
Into your hands, Father of Mercies, we commend our sister Cleta in the sure and certain hope that together with all who have died in Christ, she will rise with him on the last day. We give you thanks for the blessings which you bestowed upon Cleta in this life. They are signs to us of your goodness and of our fellowship with the saints in Christ. Merciful Lord, turn toward us and listen to our prayers. Open the gates of paradise to your servant and help us who remain to comfort one another with assurances of faith until we all meet in Christ and are with you and with our sister forever. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
In peace, let us take our sister to her place of rest.
The closing song is number 671 on Eagle's Wings, number 671.
shelter of the Lord, who abide in his shadow for love. Say to the Lord, my refuge, my rock in whom I trust, and he will raise you up on eagle's wings. Shine like the sun and hold you in the palm of his hand. The snare of the fowler will never capture you, and famine will bring you no fear. Under his wings, your refuge, his faithfulness your shield, and he will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun.